at the best 5 minutes of the day underway and reach out by phone to Jason Cans in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
You sound kind of mellow today.
Hey, I am. I'm mellow today. Okay. It's Monday. Yep. I have to go to work, so yeah.
So we
ever have days where you just don't want to go to work?
Oh yeah, this morning I lay in bed pretty late. Yeah. Sit up listening.
Fair enough.
I think I dozed off at the end of the Packer game only to wake up and then hear the finish, and then once you get awake, if you briefly fall asleep, it's hard to fall back asleep.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So we were in touch yesterday over Wordle, and you showed me that you got it in three, and it was one that I puzzled on all day, and it took me forever to finally get it in six. So
you got there, though.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I got it very quickly yesterday, and I'm not quite certain why, because it was an unusual word. So
we can go ahead and say it. It was adapt.
Adapt, yeah. Yeah, I think it, for those who have played Wordle, you know that when there are words where letters are out of the normal position, it can kind of throw things off a little bit.
Well, I think it's always a little tricky if, in fact, like if we play Wibwordle on the air occasionally, as we do like on a Win It Wednesday or something, well, the way we say it is if you pick a letter that's in there twice, we tell you both locations. That's not the way they work it there.
Correct. Correct. Yes, that's true. That's true.
So they're a little sneaky, a little tricky that way sometimes.
They are, yeah. And so sometimes you don't figure it out until later.
But I think, having said that, you get six tries, but it took you six on Saturday.
It did. That was another tough word. It was genre. And that was another, unusual word.
Right.
But, that one was, I think, the hardest one of the past week for me.
That one did stump me, so, all right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. For people who are fellow Wordle fans, they may identify, and other people are like, you guys are a couple of nuts on the radio. So, all right, whatever.
Yeah, it's true.
We're word people.
There are other good New York Times games, too. So,
did you stay up at all and watch the Packer game, or probably not?
No, I did see a few people posting about it. I think Matt Novacek, who we both know, posted about 150 times about the game. So, so it was... Yeah, definitely got some updates on what was happening. From what I can gather, a surprise win.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, the defending Super Bowl champs, but the Packers, they have momentum.
Right.
The way that they went and beat Detroit on Thanksgiving and now this one. So
yeah, that's fun to go into playoffs like that.
Did you watch Evelyn and Dawson's drama? I posted on Facebook. They
I saw that both you and they posted. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but it sounds like it went off well. So.
Yeah, it did. So, anyhow.
I will try to get a chance to watch that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think we're both the idea of wrestling with different challenges. And so it's basically Evelyn portrays a woman or the sister who has a chronic illness, and Dawson's the brother. And they both got a lot of positive feedback on it. And then Jim Jeffries delivered a great message on it, too. So, all right, yeah.
Excellent.
Got it posted on my personal Facebook page. If you're one of my Facebook friends, you can check that out, or Valley Brook Church from Facebook Live. All right, so we're doing Luke now for Christmas, and we've got, I don't know, at least I guess Luke 1, 3, and 4 today.
That's what I have down as well.
All right.
It says, having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write a careful account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught.
And from your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle it. Luke intended to tell my son's story fully and accurately, uncovering and including as many important details as he could so that people could trust the good news. He addressed his letter to Theophilus, whose name in Greek means lover of God. Beloved, like Theophilus, I want you to have certainty about my son and to be a lover of God yourself.
Yeah, I so often, and I've mentioned this here before, the desire to put ourselves in the story. And I wonder what it was like for Luke to do the research to kind of gather this information. You know, who did he go and talk to, and what eyewitness sources did he speak with? And so it's fun to kind of think about how he went about compiling this story.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Thank you, Jason. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Yep. Sounds good.
There we go. In the meantime, we've got our friend Drew on the line from Detroit this morning. co-pastor with his wife of the Vineyard Church Renaissance Vineyard. Isn't that right, Drew?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And what you're talking to us, we got the little school bus today. How many kids are you taking to school?
I got four. So as soon as this phone call's over,
yeah,
the magic school bus is departing for destination school. So
nice. Very good.
We're just bringing the whole family into this segment.
Very
and
good.
The neighbor.
And in fact, if I would have thought quicker, because, you know, I'm still going to track it down. Make Us Laugh Monday. Abner, your son, shared a couple of jokes, and I'll have to access that, see if we can include those here on Make Us Laugh Monday.
Yeah, I feel like the listeners, you know, some of the jokes that you've been sharing with me, you know, we've had some pretty hot jokes on this segment, you know what I mean,
yeah,
over the years. And then people got into it, and they started saying, hey, that guy's not so funny. I bet I could do better than that. And so they start sending in their jokes, and you know, Abner heard some of those segments. He thought, you know, I can do this too. I'm
right.
going to jump in on this.
Exactly.
I'm young.
Yep.
8 years old, kind of a hot prospect coming up in the comedy world, and I'm going to jump in there and do it. So we can play his stuff too, you know.
I don't know
get
how
everybody
he,
involved.
I don't know how he couldn't end up in stand up. I mean, with a dad who's not only does it but has the joke gym at the church on Wednesday nights. But
okay.
Here's a joke. So, we do have a listener joke for you this morning. This is from Brandon in Owen. And he says, what do you call a Jedi? Okay, what do you call a Jedi with an eye? Without an eye. I think, you know, I don't know if he did this by voice text. I'm going to try to interpret. What do you call a Jedi without an eye?
A Jedi without an eye?
Uh-huh.
A Jed?
A Jed. You got it. Yes, you call him a Jed.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here's my question.
I will
for
say
you.
This.
Yeah.
I know I'm switching this up in the middle of it, but you reminded me of something. So I was at this show, speaking of like Abner becoming a comedian, you know, the thought of it makes me very nervous.
Okay.
I was at this show. I do these shows in Canada a couple times a month.
Oh.
And I was at this show in Canada a couple weeks ago. And the host was up there. He was talking about his parents, you know, and he was like, he's adopted. Abner's adopted. And he was just talking about his parents and he's going through his set and, you know, kind of throwing his parents under the bus and everybody's laughing and having a great time. And I'm sitting in the back sort of horrified, like, I really hope my son doesn't get into comedy, you know, like, it's just a little bit terrifying because you tend to, I don't know, you've seen Miss Maisel, that show and stuff like that. Comedians tend to kind of throw their parents under the bus a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
The whole family becomes a material, you know, so
It's
let's pray that doesn't happen. Maybe maybe he gets into playing, you know, the tuba, or maybe he's a real big pickleball player, but not anything but comedy.
All right, tell you what, we're gonna plan for next week. For next week, the question is, how do pastors do it every week? How do pastors do message after message? And the important, and maybe worked into that, how important is having some humor in your message? So all of that, plus I'll have Abner's two jokes ready to go when you're with me, okay?
There we go. Pre-packaged.
Yes.
We're good.
Weekend recap here on a Monday on WWIB. And one of the highlights, I guess, that stood out for me on Saturday morning, got a chance to go to Generation Academy's student marketplace. They've got a new location now off of Claremont Avenue, the west side of Eau Claire. This was amazing, Caleb. I mean, what these kids had done. Apparently, RCU has done some entrepreneurial training in conjunction with the school. And they even had some awards that RCU had recognized. And just so impressive, I mean, what the kids had done in writing their own business plans. I mean, I'd seen one student, Easton McBride, open his own espresso coffee shop.
Fantastic.
It really... he said, you know, I'm a little bit in the hole right now, but trying to make my way out. And really something. So we featured some of that in the Chippewa Valley this week, along with the interview you had Friday with the folks from Feed My People in Chippewa Falls Middle School. And maybe going to hear some more of those students in the future as well. And then was proud of my kids. Evelyn and Dawson were part of a drama at church yesterday, portraying something that hits pretty close to home, which is what happens when you've got a chronic illness and healing hasn't been part of the equation, really. Maybe some improvements, but anyhow, they did a great job with that. It led into a fine message from our friend Jim Jeffries yesterday, kicking off Advent. So hope is the theme this morning.
Well, I enjoyed some time with family over the weekend. And so, again, we've been dealing with quite a bit of illness in our family and still haven't kicked it yet. But Nora, who's closing in at the end of this week on Sunday of being 6 years old, still five for the time being, but she was feeling well enough to go out with Dad just to the grocery store. You say it's just the grocery store, but for her going out, getting out of the house and going to any store, any kind of shopping, that's just, she loves it. And so we enjoyed just some daddy-daughter time together Friday evening. It is getting to be that kind of year or time of year for me where unfortunately I had to bring some work home, but got some progress made on that over the weekend as well too, and called a basketball game on Saturday night, enjoyed some fellowship at church and some time with family on Sunday afternoon. We'll give a shout out to Cooper. He likes to, no matter how cold it is, go for the longest catch ever out on the football field at my parents' house. And so we're calling it about a 35 or 40-yard reception.
Nice.
Again, he wanted the longest catch ever. So
there you go.
Daddy's arm is a little tired from all those throws. But we got it done, didn't we, buddy? So there we go.
Good job, Cooper. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday. One of the big challenges Caleb and I face is three jokes apiece. So,
and we do it to ourselves right away on Monday morning.
Yeah, we do. It's discipline. So here we go. First of all, I know it's December 4th, but according to my chocolate advent calendar, there's only 3 days till Christmas.
Here we go. Well, I've been mentioning this for a long time, but I continue to dive into the well of dad jokes because that's what I was able to find on the internet. Halva, when do cows, great state of Wisconsin, we've got a lot of cows, when do cows go to sleep?
When?
When it's past your bedtime.
All right. Pasture, gotcha. All right, a second one for me on this Monday morning here on WWIB. You know, little known fact, but unbeknownst to many theologians, there actually was a fourth wise man who was turned away for bringing fruitcake. That's just some of the speculation. So.
Well, what tastes better than it smells? What tastes better than it smells?
What's that?
A tongue.
Yes.
Oh, man. Joke.
There you go. And finally this morning, I've got two, and I'm deciding right now I'm going to go with this one. You may not want to talk about the elephant in the room, but you're going to have to clean up after it. Well, ways to conquer the holiday buffet here on the Whip Wake Up Show this morning. You know, there are all of these holiday parties and get-togethers and gatherings and lots of foods to choose from. And so for those of us who are not on Livia, we still maybe need a strategy so we don't gain 30 pounds.
There you go. Livia can help you lose it, too. I mean, honestly, Thanksgiving time, I was very, very appreciative of their plate guide where it's like, hey, you can still have some of these foods you enjoy, but here's the portions to be aware of and what this is going to do.
In fact, you even had a little bit of pie, didn't you?
I did. So it's crazy. I still lost a couple pounds that week. Lots of great strategies there. Let's dive into this.
Yeah, we've got three of them. For instance, one way to potentially stay a little slimmer over the holidays is sit as far away from the food as possible. That'll discourage you from making many trips. Don't face the buffet. Just looking at all that food makes you more tempted to fill your plate again and again.
How about this one? Ways to conquer the holiday buffet. Use a salad plate. Those littler ones, the more food on your plate, the more you'll eat. So again, you can still feel like the plate's full if you just use a smaller plate. I guess that's simple.
Yep. And then probably starting with salad too, right? I mean, get some of that filling from salad. And another one is practice the rule of two. All right. So this is, you can choose anything you want from the buffet, but you can never have more than two items on your plate.
People using the rule of two rarely go back to the buffet more than twice, so they eat less than the unlimited diners.
Huh.
There you go. And I would be remiss if I didn't say, if you are thinking about Livia, that deal goes through this Friday, the Black Friday offer extended up to 50% off your personalized weight loss program. So maybe, you know what, get some strategies from the pros there as well. Ways to conquer the holiday buffet and help be a good steward of your body.
I've never been, but it'd be fun to go, Caleb.
Yes, Hawaii, the great island states. Some people forget that it is one of the 50 states. And maybe as folks are thinking about warmer places as it gets colder around here, they're thinking about that as a possible vacation destination. Lots of people go there, and now we have the folks who are natives there, the Hawaiian tour guides, revealing some of the oddest, funniest questions they have been asked from the tourists.
Yes, it's been said there is no such thing as a bad question, although this is maybe testing that a little bit. For instance, Actual questions of Hawaii tour guides. How far apart are the mile markers?
They're a mile here, too. Again, over 8 million people go to Hawaii every year. Hawaiian tour guides have also heard this question. Can we snorkel under the island?
Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Well,
how about this question, an actual question of the Hawaii tour guides. Why don't the islands drift apart?
Really been wondering about that.
Huh.
Also, someone, I'm assuming, pointing out over the ocean saying, is that California? California is around 2,400 miles from Hawaii.
Wow, that is a long distance. Another
I see it for sure.
Right. Another actual question, is that the same moon that we have at home?
No, ma'am.
Hawaii's got its own moon.
Hawaiian tour guides sharing the funniest questions they've been asked by tourists. Someone said this. Do the volcanoes turn off at night?
Be nice.
We just unplug them.
Yeah. Another actual question. Where do you guys make the new beach sand?
Gotta be around here somewhere. Where's the sand factory? Two more.
They make snow at the ski resorts, right?
Another sand question. Is Hawaiian sand imported from other tropical beaches?
Huh.
I'm gonna ask that.
And finally, another Hawaii tour guide question. Is the Hawaiian language just English spoken backwards?
Oh, dear. Mahalo.